The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. When possible, we post recordings or reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. Now, I can tell you up front here that there are several reviews of movies that are currently playing in the Triangle area with audio description, and there are reviews of most of them. And then also there are two reviews of Sister Act that are on the TRRS website. I'll be reading at least one of those in today's show, and then they're also available in podcast. Anyway, we're going to begin with a quick overview, and more details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. The upcoming plays, first of all, is Sister Act, which is playing this Sunday, August 26th at 3 p.m. And that's at Raleigh Little Theater. And then there's 1776, which plays at the Temple Theater in Sanford. And their audio-described performance is Saturday, September 15th at 7:30 p.m. Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood at Playmakers in Chapel Hill. Their audio-described performance is Tuesday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. Men on Boats in the Titmus Theater on NC State University campus. It's produced by NC State University Theater. Their audio-described performance is Friday, September 21st, 7:30 p.m. Now, they're getting to movies here. There's one more movie being done at the North Carolina Museum of Art with audio description. It's the final one in this year's summer outdoor movie series. This is The Shape of Water, and it plays at the North Carolina Museum of Art at their outdoor screen, and it's this Friday, this Saturday, 8:30 p.m., and that is Saturday, August 25th, 8:30 p.m. Now, movies in local commercial theaters, all of the Regal theaters in the area do offer audio description, and these are the North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh at 4150 Main at North Hills, the Briar Creek Stadium 14, also in Raleigh at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive, the Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive, the White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner at 1205 Timber Drive East, and the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 in Greensboro at 3205 Northline Avenue. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about showtimes, and this is a national number. You'll simply call it, and then it will the prompts on the phone will get you where you're going, but the number is 844-462-7342. Once again, that's 844-462-7342. You simply follow the menu prompts, and you can find the show times for the movies at the specific theater you're interested in. Now, here's some preview information. There's only one new release this week, and that's Pandas. An American biologist embarks on a life-changing journey to China to help scientists breed giant pandas and introduce cubs into the wild. This is a documentary, rated G. It runs for 40 minutes. It's directed by David Douglas and Drew Feldman. Pandas are beloved around the world, and now they're coming to the big screen in the IMAX original film Pandas, a breathtaking documentary adventure and amazing experience for the whole family. At Chengdu Panda Base in China, scientists are dedicated to protecting the species by breeding adult giant pandas in order to introduce cubs into the wild. The film shows one researcher whose passion leads her to initiate a new technique inspired by a black bear program in rural New Hampshire. What starts as a cross-culture collaboration becomes a life-changing journey for an American biologist who crosses an ocean to join her. A scientist from Inner Mongolia and a very curious female cub named Xan Xan, born in captivity. Okay, and now for the list of the current movies and what theaters they are playing in. There's Alpha. It's rated PG-13. It's playing at all of these theaters. That's the Crossroads in Cary, the Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, Briar Creek also in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, Timberline in Chapel Hill, and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Ant-Man and the Wasp, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters except for the Timberline and the Greensboro Grand. And there is a review of that on the TRRS website. Hotel Transylvania 3, and the subtitle for that is Summer Vacation. It is rated PG. It is playing at all of the theaters except the Timberline. Incredibles 2, also rated PG, is playing at all of the theaters. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the White Oak in Garner, and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Mission Impossible Fallout, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Pandas, rated G, is only playing at the Crossroads in Cary. I'm sure it will come to the other ones eventually. Teen Titans Go to the Movies, playing at all of these theaters except the Briar Creek in Raleigh. And The Equalizer 2, rated R, playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline and the Greensboro Grand. Now, the ones that have reviews are Ant-Man and the Wasp, Incredibles 2, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, Mission Impossible Fallout, and The Equalizer 2. And once again, you can access those reviews by going to www.trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on the movie review link to get the movie reviews, or the play review link to get the play reviews. And once again, for movies, you can get showtimes simply by dialing their number and following the menu prompts, and the number is 844-462-7342. And again, that's 844-462-7342. And one more word here. I had mentioned The Shape of Water playing next Saturday night at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. There is a review of that also on the TRRS website. If you're thinking you might want to go to that, check out that review. Now, turning our attention to plays, Sister Act at Raleigh Little Theater. Once again, their audio-described performance is this Sunday at August 26th at 3 p.m., and it plays in the Canty V. Sutton Theater. When disco diva Dolores Van Cartier witnesses a murder, she is put in protective custody in the one place that the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent. While struggling through the restrictions of her new lifestyle, she uses her unique disco moves and singing talent to inspire the choir. But in doing so, she jeopardizes her cover, filled with powerful gospel music, outrageous dancing, and a truly moving story. The book is by Cherie Steinkellner and Bill Steinkellner, music by Alan Menken, the lyrics by Glenn Slater. This is directed by Nancy Rich, and you can call the box office at Raleigh Little Theater, 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $28, students and senior citizens are $24. 1776 at Temple Theater in Sanford, with audio-described performance on Saturday, September 15th, 7:30 p.m. Book by Peter Stone. Music and lyrics by Sherman Edwards. Witness the birth of a nation as our forefathers struggle to craft the Declaration of Independence. The seminal event in American history blazes to vivid life in this most unconventional of Broadway hits. 1776 puts a human face on the pages of history as we see the men behind the national icons, proud, frightened, uncertain, irritable, charming, often petty and ultimately noble figures, determined to do the right thing for a fledgling nation. It's the summer of 1776, and the nation is ready to declare independence, if only our founding fathers can agree to do it. 1776 follows John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, as they attempt to convince the members of the Second Continental Congress to vote for independence from the shackles of the British monarchy by signing the Declaration of Independence. The director is Peggy Taphorn. The music director is James Clark, Jr. You can contact the Temple box office at 919-774-4155. That's 919-774-4155. Tickets range from $15 up to $27. Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill. That's on the UNC campus. Their audio-described performance is Tuesday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. It's written by Ken Ludwig. It's directed by Jesse Austrian. The Merry Men, Maid Marian, and Much Merriment. Original music by the Red Clay Ramblers, Jack Herrick. Comic genius Ken Ludwig brings his rip-roaring romp through Sherwood Forest to Playmakers, with all the thrills and romance you could ever ask for. We'll fill the theater with flying arrows, clanging swords, and perilous feats of daring as you follow Little John, Friar Tuck, Maid Marian, and Robin himself through this timeless story of a hero of the people who takes on the powers that be. The San Diego Union-Tribune calls this show fun, frothy summer entertainment, brightly colored, lighthearted, take on a legend. The KSDS Jazz 88 radio says whether you relish swashbuckling adventure, amorous exploits, or good triumphing over evil, you'll find what you're looking for here. And once again, the tickets are $15, and you can call the Playmakers box office at 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And this night with the audio description just happens to be what they call community night, and so all tickets at this professional theater are $15. Men on Boats at Titmus Theater at Raleigh's NC State University. It's Friday, September 21st, is the audio-described performance. Jacqueline Blackhouse is the playwright. In 1969, John Wesley Powell led a group of 10 men down the Colorado River to chart its course. With only 4 boats, a month of provisions, and plenty of moxie, these men risked life and limb, all in the name of manifest destiny. Based on Powell's travel journals, this modern action adventure adds new perspective to exploration and our look at history. Now, this is directed by Rachel Clem, and what she has to say here is, cross-gender casting, or cross-casting, is as old as theater itself. I was excited when I first read Men on Boats to find that the playwright, Jacqueline Blackhouse, took the idea of cross-casting a step further. In the casting notes, she says, the characters of Men on Boats were historically cisgender white males. The cast should be made up entirely of people who are not. She is pushing us to think about gender outside the box in the same way that the musical Hamilton asks us to think about race. The New York Times refers to this play as a rollicking history pageant. Men on Boats makes canny use of the obvious distance between performers and their roles to help bridge the distance between them and between then and now. And you can get tickets by calling 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. $23 is the full price, and then discounts for students, senior citizens, and the like are $21. Now, because Raleigh Little Theater runs this particular performance 3 weekends, and because the audio-described performance is on the final weekend, we do actually have a couple reviews of it. And this one is by Robert O'Connell, who writes for the Triangle Review. His review is titled, Raleigh Little Theater's rendition of Sister Act is the perfect introduction to musical theater for theatergoers of all ages. Sister Act, which opens tonight in Raleigh Little Theater's Cantie V. Sutton Theater, under the direction of Nancy Garner Rich, has had an unusual history for a West End Broadway musical. It started out as a film designed for Bette Midler, but was eventually made starring Whoopi Goldberg. The 1992 film was not exactly a musical in that it contained no original songs. Still, adapted songs and ensemble singing were prominent. The story was then rewritten with a new book by Bill and Cherie Steinkellner, and with an added score by Alan Menken and lyrics by Glenn Slater. After successful runs in 2006 in Pasadena, California, and 2007 in Atlanta, Georgia, Sister Act made the leap not to Broadway but to London's West End in 2009. It received decent reviews, but there were more changes coming. An updated book by Douglas Carter Bean was introduced before the show's 2011 Broadway debut, and this time the reviews were even more positive. Sister Act is the story of a somewhat sinful woman who witnesses a crime and finds herself in danger by the hand of her gangster boyfriend. A friend on the police force hides her in a convent until she can testify at a trial. Much of the story deals with her fish-out-of-water relationship with the nuns, and particularly the staid and strict Mother Superior. There is plenty of sharing and learning and joyous singing along the way. The current version of the show is a great example of what works in musical theater. The snappy dialogue is funny, and it has a good flow of a story. The songs, while not necessarily memorable tunes, have sharp lyrics that enhance the action. Additionally, there are several ensemble numbers that are delightfully staged and delivered. If you are looking for a show to give someone, especially young people, a taste of the musical theater experience, you couldn't do much better than RLT's rendition of Sister Act. The lead roles are Dolores Van Cartier, played by Tiana West, and the Mother Superior, played by Allison Lawrence. It is critical to have serious actor-singers in these roles. West and Lawrence do not disappoint, and the rest of the cast is solid. I felt that the costuming was outstanding and comically reminiscent of Philadelphia in the 1970s. However, there were a few minor negatives about the performance. None were significant enough to damage the experience. I saw the last preview show, which is somewhat of a shakedown cruise. The stage work was a bit sloppy, and I was able to see stagehands behind and around scenery and curtains. I expect that most of this will be corrected. The sets generally worked, except for the opening number. The curtain opens to a singing group in front of a backdrop of Mylar strips, which caused difficulty in seeing the performers because the bright spotlights reflected into the audience's eyes, at least where I was in the center, about five rows back. There were also times when the background music obscured some of the actors, most often when the gangster's henchmen were speaking. My last quibble was a single member of the ensemble whose extreme preening was a distraction. I'll leave it to you to see if you can spot that ensemble member. Please take the whole family to see this delightful show. And once again, that's a review by Robert O'Connell, who writes for the Triangle Review. The Triangle Review has several reviewers on staff. This is another review of the same play by Pamela Vesper. Her title is, "Despite Some Occasional Strong Language, We Highly Recommend Sister Act at Raleigh Little Theater." Sister Act, which is now playing in Raleigh Little Theater's Canty V. Sutton Theater under the direction of Nancy Garner Rich, is a feel-good story about a scrappy Detroit lounge singer, Dolores Van Cartier, who dreams that her big voice and dance moves will lead to fame and fortune. But when Dolores, played at RLT by Tiana West, witnesses a murder, she is forced to go into the witness protection program until she can testify, and the safest place for her to be is the local convent. Even though Dolores' big personality is a breath of fresh air for all the nuns living at the convent, Dolores struggles to understand and live the life of a nun. In fact, she often exasperates the convent's mother superior, played by Alison Lawrence, who knows that Dolores is in hiding, but agrees to allow her to pretend to be the visiting nun named Mary Clarence. Ultimately, Dolores starts to teach music to the convent choir, and, as they say, all hell breaks loose. Soon the ragtag choir is making news and getting large donations with their sassy dance moves and cheeky songs of praise to the Lord. But the fame that Dolores brings could threaten her safety, and the mob picks up her trail and closes in on her. We all know the award-winning movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. Well, guest director Nancy Rich and the cast and crew at Raleigh Little Theater have done a fantastic job of bringing this 2009 West End and 2011 Broadway musical with its Alan Menken and Glenn Slater score to the stage. Thursday night, during the musical's final dress rehearsal, the cast had the audience laughing and tapping their toes throughout the show. The song lyrics and music were funny, pointed, and lots of fun. For instance, when the thugs break into song and cheerily sing a doo-wop song, it suddenly dawned on us that the lyrics, "I'm gonna find that girl, I'm gonna kill that girl. When I find my baby, I'm not going to let her go," were not a loving tribute. This ain't yo mama's doo-wop, accompanied by the coordinated dance moves reminiscent of the Spinners or the Four Tops, it had the audience in stitches. Costumes were straight out of the 1970s, bell-bottoms, patchwork jeans, men in leather jackets, and ladies in go-go boots. There were tons of costume changes, and each hit a perfect note. And there must have been more than a dozen set changes, each transition smooth as silk. So many characters were given moments to shine that it hardly seems fair not to mention them all. However, there were really two stars of this production, Tiana West and Alison Lawrence. West's Dolores was the sun in the middle of the universe. Not only can she sing like a bird, but her timing and wit brought Dolores to life. The moon to her son was Mother Superior, played superbly by Alison Lawrence. Lawrence's strong vocals and calm demeanor were perfect for the head of a nunnery, and her slow awakening to the good in Dolores was wonderful to watch. We really can't say enough to recommend this production. Our only caveat, there is some strong language in the show, and while we don't think God will mind, some parents of small children might. And now for a review of a movie. This is a review that does not appear on our website. It's the movie Alpha, written by Odie Henderson, who writes for the Chicago Sun. And he gives it she gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Alpha is your basic boy and his dog story, except this time the dog is a wolf, and the story takes place 20,000 years ago. This is marketed as a film about the origins of man's best friend, but if you ask me, it's an ad designed to guilt you into buying your kids a wolf. They'll want one, too, after seeing Alpha. In fact, the filmmakers should have just called this movie Puppy, because judging by the audience's ooing and aahing at the IMAX screening, people were all too eager to project their own warm and fuzzy domesticated canine feelings onto a wild animal who would eat them without a second thought. But let's play the hand we're dealt here. The boy, Ketta, played by Cody Schmidt McPhee, is first seen bison hunting with his tribe. He is the son of Tau, played by Johannes Hakor Johannesson, the alpha of his people. Greatness is expected of Keda, yet he is a sensitive lad who has a problem with killing the animals. Life is for the strong, his father lectures after Keda fails to finish off a wounded animal. You must earn it. During the hunt, which is the first of many well-staged and visually arresting set pieces, Keda's hesitation allows him to be bested by his prey. The result sends him plummeting over a steep cliff. As Keda falls, Alpha suddenly flashes back to a week before. We assume Keda's fall is part of the climax, but it's actually the catalyst that sets the story in motion. In a quiet moment during the flashback, Tau tells Keda about the alpha wolf, the animal who leads the pack and to whom other wolves defer. We also learn some of the tribe's rituals that will become important pieces of shorthand later. Director Albert Hughes and his editor, Sandra Granovsky, employ a nice flurry of quick cuts from the opening hunting scene to bring us back to Keda's seemingly fatal plunge. The cliffside ledge where Keda lands is too far for Tau to reach, so he has no choice but to mourn his son and move on. And jumping ahead because we're running out of time, this is the story of a beta boy who learns to be an alpha wolf, and an alpha wolf who becomes his subservient pet. It's a charming story to be sure, unless you are a wolf. And like I say, we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Take the family to the movies or to a play. Maybe we'll bump into each other there.